This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on the continuing relevance of WikiLeaks, Assange, and Snowden. Contrary to many published stories, the reports of WikiLeaks' death and demise seem exaggerated, and despite the tedium the mainstream media has developed for Julian Assange and his tactics, suddenly he seems relevant again, and Edward Snowden, the NSA leaker, seems surprisingly to have ignited exactly the kind of high-level national and international privacy and spying debate that he'd hoped to inspire with his info dump. How did this come to pass? Recently, I read WikiLeaks, Inside Julian Assange's War on Secrecy, by some of the team of Guardian newspaper reporters about the run-up to the multimedia publication of the original Iraq and Afghanistan documents from Bradley Manning via WikiLeaks. They are not uncritical, but give a semi-objective look at the process and Assange's motivations and philosophy. It was helpful to be reminded of the international awards Assange and WikiLeaks had won before they kicked the U.S. hornet's nest for their work on transparency. There are perhaps too many lurid details of Assange's Swedish legal problems and sexual accusations, though it was helpful education on how crimes are defined differently by different nations. The other book I've gone through is Cyberpunks, which is a conversation between Assange and some of his hacker colleagues from around the world. In one great line, he calls cell phones a tracking device that also makes calls, which recent information seems to confirm. Reading this book before the Snowden revelations, I would have thought some of their concerns were perhaps true but overblown. But now they seem modest compared to what has emerged. As a footnote, it was also fascinating to find that Assange was learning from his buddies information that they'd gotten by reading the Wall Street Journal, which he had not realized about the attacks against WikiLeaks. These guys don't know everything, of course, and how could they? So why are we surprised that geeks with sometimes less than proficient social skills can also be naive and left-footed on political and organizational matters? But just as Assange gets bottled up indefinitely in the Ecuadorian embassy in London, here comes this Snowden fellow with all of his NSA spying information, and here's the irony. WikiLeaks is back in the mix, because acting as a source for dumps of information from leakers was precisely the reason why WikiLeaks was created and the cause it was designed to serve. Furthermore, in a world adverse to conflict, these dudes have proven they can handle the heat. Say what you may about Assange. He may be running in some stunt for a political position in Australia, but he's not running for prom queen. He can carry weight. And Snowden, despite the hue and cry and endless debate that we could all have on tactics and strategy and what makes him tick, had a story to tell that would categorically not have been told without him taking the risk and pushing it out to the world. And arguably, he could not have done so without the battle-tested skills of WikiLeaks. A story in the Journal tries to use the report of a two-hour encrypted Skype-like call between Snowden and his father to cast aspersions on the motivations of blogger Glenn Greenwald, who also facilitated this affair, and the fundraising by WikiLeaks in support of the Snowden work. Who knows, but I'd be careful about being herded anywhere on this. WikiLeaks' Sarah Harrison flew from Hong Kong to Moscow with Snowden and hung with him for 5 weeks in the transit zone in real life, not in some Tom Hanks movie. And that shows some organizational commitment, no matter how haphazard the organization, and no doubt cost some big time cash as they facilitate Snowden's asylum. So unless Pops is willing and able to pay the whole bill, Snowden, Assange, and WikiLeaks seem to be taking some heat for performing a service in a very small niche that turns out to be vital in modern life and politics for citizens trying to live in the new globalism of nation-states specializing in secrecy by any means possible. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.